HarperCollins presents The Day of the Jackdaw by Joe Simmons. Read by Will Close. Chapter 1. Moving. Alex was in his room. He was supposed to be tidying it. Instead, he was lying on his front, posting paperclips into a gap in the floorboards. He didn't know why he was doing that, but he enjoyed it. Then he heard his mum shouting downstairs. "Why do we have 3 toasters?" she yelled. Alex's dad shouted back to her, "It's always good to have a spare toaster. Just in case."
"Just in case of what?" mum asked.
"2 toasters explode at the same time? Or if they are stolen by aliens or eaten by raccoons?" Alex went downstairs. His mum was standing in the kitchen, with one hand on her hip, staring at the 3 toasters on the table. "Hey, Alex," mum said, ruffling his hair. "I found these toasters at the back of that corner cupboard. We've collected so much stuff over the years. I suppose it's not surprising. We've lived in this house since before your sister was born." Alex's sister Amy was 12 now. She was also the reason his mum was clearing out the cupboards. They were moving house. Amy had asthma, and Alex's parents had decided they should move from the city to the countryside, where the air would be cleaner. Alex wanted to help his sister, of course he did, but he did not want to move. He had made a list of things he disliked about the countryside in his notebook called Alex's Top Secret Stuff. Too much space with no buildings. Windy. Very quiet. Weird farmyard smells, even when you are not near a farmyard. Bugs. So dark at night. No friends there. Angry badgers? Alex sat down at the table and fiddled with the dial on one of the toasters. "Will there be angry badgers in the village we're moving to?" Alex asked. "Not this again, Alex," his mum sighed. "I know there were animal noises that time we went camping in the woods. And I know you thought it was angry badgers, but that was a long time ago. And I really don't think badgers get angry. Besides, we're moving to a house, not a tent, so we will be completely safe." Alex flicked the side of one toaster with his fingernail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?